Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Good Life. Food, wine, and all the good things of life. Now, here's the host of The Good Life, Guy Bauer.
Well, good morning. What a beautiful day here in the Flatlands. Beautiful, clear skies. Cool, but not bad. I hope you have fun plans for the weekend and you had a great week leading up to it. I'm glad you took time out of your busy day to either listen live now here at from the KNSS Good Life Studio. But don't forget, if you're pressed for time, that's okay. If you have the radio.com app, you can rewind or... if you're on any of your mobile devices, enabled devices, you can tune in 23 hours from now and back up and hear the whole show. Smart speakers, smart phones, whatever. Radio.com, the app. It's a good thing. The program today is going to be a lot of fun. We've got a lot of guests and a lot of interesting things to talk about. Up first will be Brittany Williams. She is, well, she's a powerhouse of good food and good eating and weight loss and Instapots, and well, we're going to talk to her. Her book is called Instant Loss, Eat Real, Lose Weight. And, of course, we're still in January, so it's that time of year. It should be every time of year, but you get the picture. Then we're going to talk about this snack that, speaking of eating healthy, it's called ZenB, just simply Z-E-N-B, Veggie Bites, the latest innovation in a lineup of plant-based snacks. Each little pouch of the Veggie Bites has a full serving of vegetables, and they're pretty tasty. Me and Max just ate some. Then I'll tell you briefly about Zip Sip with Lacey Leatherman. She's a local Kansas gal who has put together a handy keep-your-beverage-cool neoprene zippered, fits any kind of cup, from a red Solo cup to a skinny can of beer to all kinds of stuff. We'll tell you about that. It'll be neat. Then a wine of the week. Oh, God. I haven't done anything from South Africa lately, so I picked Blackwater High Roller Sauvignon Blanc. It should be interesting. I haven't had the 2016, and it's a little 2016 is a little out of date. Okay, don't forget they're in the Southern Hemisphere. So it should be the 2017, if not even the 2018 Sauvignon Blanc. But it looks crystal clear and pretty. We'll try that together in the last part of the program. But first up is Brittany Williams. She is, again, the author of Instant Loss, Eat Real, Lose Weight. It's a really neat book. There's links at Good Life Guide to teach you more about the book, and you can order one. And if you want to learn more about Brittany and what she's doing, instantloss.com. It's as simple as that. Brittany, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Guy.
You seem like a pretty busy gal.
Yeah, I'm pretty busy between the kids and the house and the homeschooling and the full-time business. Yeah, we've got a lot on our hands over here.
Yeah, I didn't realize you homeschooled. That adds a whole other dimension that most people don't appreciate.
It's the cherry on top.
There you go. Oh, good. And you get to spend quality time with the kiddos.
Yeah, it's great. And it works with our travel schedule well. So.
Oh, that's good. Let's talk about you and your journey in food and your particular weight loss adventure and the misadventures that preceded it.
Let's dive right in. Ask me anything.
Well, talk about the beginnings. Where do you think you decided that you were too big, and what do you think that caused that, and how did you go about remedying?
So I was overweight from the time I was in middle school. I was classified as obese as a middle schooler and then morbidly obese as a high schooler. And I think that what contributed to it initially was my mom was a full-time working mom. She had a lot on her hands. My parents were very young parents. They had 7 kids, just a lot going on, and didn't have really much time to cook from home or focus on nutrition. So we got a lot of fast processed food that we could make ourselves, microwaved hot dogs, burritos, things like that. And so as a child, I began to pack on weight very quickly. So I kind of modeled after my parents, and they were obese themselves and would go on these fad diets, slim fast. And my mom did Weight Watchers for a while. And I would just watch their weight go up and down and up and down. And that's where I really began to associate, okay, healthy eating is something you only do when you're dieting. It's not something that you do all the time. And so right from the beginning, I had very negative connotations, I'd say, associated with eating well. So by the time that I was an adult myself, I took these things into adulthood with me. And then when I got married, my husband, he got the complete opposite of me. His mom was very into health and whole foods and nutrition and healing the body naturally. And she was like a naturopath and aromatherapist. And so when we got married and went shopping together for the first time, and I put the cheapest 97-cent loaf of white bread in the cart, he just kind of looked at me with these huge eyes, like, what are you doing? And for the first time, I got a lesson in some foods are better for the body and easier for the body to digest and absorb than other foods. And it was like light bulbs went off in my head. Like, wait a second, are you telling me that like the McDonald's drive-thru isn't as good for you as a salad? I know that seems so silly, but growing up the way I did, I just never realized that the food that we fuel our bodies with could actually have an impact on them. And I think that there's a lot of people out there who are the same way. And then when their eyes are open to it, or when they hear somebody talk about it, it's like, oh yeah, that makes total sense. I just never thought about it that way before. So it was really after I got married that I began to change my diet. But in the midst of that, we had 6 pregnancies in 5 years and 3 losses and dealt with grief and, you know, just all the normal crazy ups and downs of life, moving into houses and losing houses. And we were all over the place. And we had a lot of losing years, I'd say. And I reached a peak weight of 260 pounds. And I just decided I have to do something about this. And you know what? I'm not even interested in weight loss anymore. I am just sick and tired of feeling sick and tired all the time. I feel run down. My body feels like it can't keep up. And I just, anything that I can do. And if it starts with food, I'll start with food and we'll just see, maybe I can get some energy back. Maybe I just won't feel as depressed or anxious. And if I can focus on those things, and then I'm winning. You know, like I really, weight loss to me at this point in my life was totally secondary. I just wanted to feel better. And so I began to make changes. And my first change was I'm going to begin cooking dinner at home every night of the week. And I'm going to try to do that in the simplest way possible. If sometimes it's popcorn and a smoothie with kale and spinach, you know what? That's better than ordering Domino's, you know, yeah. Even if it's, you know, it doesn't have to be some 5-star meal. This is just simple stuff that I'm talking. Tuna fish out of the can. Mix it with a little bit of organic pickle relish and a little bit of mayo. Maybe avocado-based instead of canola or vegetable oil. Mix it together. Have it on a rice cake. Serve it over a salad. Super simple. It's going to take you 5 minutes to stir that together. It doesn't have to be some big production. And so I just kind of stripped all the rules away. And I said, you know what? I'm going to eat the carbs. I'm going to eat the fat. As long as it's real food that comes from the earth, I'm going to eat it. I'm going to focus on that. I'm not going to count calories or macros, and we'll just see what happens. And incredibly, within the year, I lost 125 pounds. My autoimmune disease went into remission. I had skin rashes all over my body. Those all went away.
Wow.
I just experienced so many changes that went beyond weight loss. I was depressed. I went off depression meds. I was anxious. I don't struggle with anxiety anymore. And I realized that food really does play such a huge role in our overall health and well-being. And it's not just tied to what you weigh on the scale. It's tied to so many other things. So that's kind of my journey in a large nutshell.
Well, and that's just what I wanted. You did great. One of the things I'm repetitive with when I interview authors and I look at their books, no matter what the topic, but generally they're food and wine related. And you know, can learn so much by looking at the table of contents and then thumbing through the first chapter. And you have done that in spades, 40 pages of introduction that talk about some of the stuff you touched on as you went through your journey, but more importantly, kind of the mindset, because the idea of counting calories, which works for some people, I know when I do it religiously, it works.
Scientifically, yes, it's a method that absolutely works. But what I encourage people to do is a lot of times that'll put you in this diet mindset,
yep,
where really what you're just doing is it's kind of like a car. You're calculating your calorie count is just your fuel gauge, you know? But for so many people, it's tied to dieting. And when we get this mode of, I'm on a diet, I can't have this, I have to eat this. But then as soon as we color outside of the lines, I liken it to, you know, if you eat something that's off of your plan, and then it gives us kind of like free license. Well, I already messed up today, so I'm just going to eat everything that I can, and I'll get back to it tomorrow. But what happens is most people don't ever get back to it tomorrow. It's like dropping your iPhone on the ground and going, oh my gosh, I dropped my iPhone on the ground. Now I'm going to stomp it till it breaks. No, just pick it up. You know, same thing. You eat some chips. You go out to the restaurant and you have a whole bunch of chips and salsa and you feel bloated and you're like, darn it, I ruined it all. You didn't ruin anything. That's just living real life. Have the margarita. Have the glass of wine. Just get right back to what you're doing tomorrow, you know? Yeah.
It sounds like you've been inside of my head. You know, I mean, I've been big most of my life. In the peak times of my fighter pilot career, I was not. But then I exercised, lifted weights, ran. And then as you get older and your knees get bad and, you know, that falls by the wayside. And I think one of the and you touch on it in the first section of the book, is how your attempt at whatever you do, calorie counting, carb counting, you know, any of the programs, any of the liquid diets, any of that stuff, is how you react yourself and how you interact with others. I kind of get cranky. I get cranky. I get, you know, and I don't want to influence what my wife, who doesn't really have a weight problem at all, what she eats and drinks, and, you know, and I tell her, yeah, open a bottle of Chardonnay. I don't need any. That's okay. And even though my mind is telling me, just, you don't need it. You don't really want it. You don't need the calories. I get cranky, and I really do want it, you know?
Right. It's this social conditioning, you know, like, oh, they have it. And even if you're not hungry, or even if you're not even feeling it, the moment that somebody else kind of has it, it's like, well, why can you have that? But I can't have it because I know what's going to happen,
yeah,
you know? And it's that frustrating thing. And I've dealt with that all throughout my journey with my husband. He's never had a weight issue. I mean, maybe like he needs to lose like 15 pounds,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
But other than that, he's never had an issue, and he can eat pretty much anything he wants. He could eat 3,000 calories a day and lose 2 pounds. You know, like, he's just one of those people with one of those incredible metabolisms.
Yeah.
And if you're not careful, you could you can build up resentment a little bit toward the people around you or your partner. And I did that a lot because I'm the oldest of 7 kids, and I had maybe 2 other siblings that had a weight problem, and none of my other siblings ever had a weight problem, but they all ate the same things that I did growing up.
Yeah.
And I think that just so goes back to genetics. And, you know, sometimes you don't win the hand in the genetic lotto, and that's okay because you've got strengths in other areas, you know, but this is something that you need to focus on for yourself personally. And it's okay to kind of let the people in around you and let them know, hey, I'm doing this for myself. And these things are my triggers, and these things like really bother me. And I don't want to like impose my own parameters that I have for myself onto you, but just as a supportive friend or a partner or a family member, if you just wouldn't like bring those things around when you're around me, or maybe if you keep those in your desk at work and eat them at work and like not at home, just until I can get a better handle on it. And then when I've gotten my handle on it, we can bring those back into the house, or yeah, we can have those at the party. But just, if you love me, just for this period of time, can we not? And I had those conversations, and he was so receptive. You know, yeah, everybody says, how do I get my spouse on board? And I'm like, just talk to them. If they love you, they understand, you know, but you have to be direct and you have to tell them what you need, because not mind readers. And if you're just sitting there getting angry or being resentful without ever having a dialogue with them, well, then whose fault is that?
Yeah,
you know,
doesn't work. Well, look, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about the book, folks. If you want to learn more, go to goodlifeguy.com. There's links to everything that Brittany Williams does. She's my guest today. It's called Instant Loss, Eat Real, Lose Weight. And oh, by the way, there's a picture of an Instapot in the background. Brittany, I don't think it's an Instapot cookbook. It just happens to use that device for some of the recipes. But we'll talk about that after this short break. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.